The Pool Street Boys by Ferenc Molnár. On noticing the three youngsters arm in arm, Csornakos became so gleeful that he whistled through his fingers like a steam engine. This particular blast was an accomplishment all his own. None in the fourth form could imitate it, nor were there many in the entire gymnasium capable of producing so powerful a sound which was really more familiar among cabmen. Tsinder, president of the reading club, was the only one definitely known to be able to whistle in the same manner. But Tsinder indulged in this pastime only until he was made head of the club. After that, he deemed it beneath his dignity to stick his fingers into his mouth. It would hardly have been in keeping with the status of one who, every Wednesday afternoon, sat on the rostrum beside the literature master. At any rate, Csornakos emitted a shrill sound. The boys walked up to the pair and stood in a group in the middle of the street. Csornakos turned to sandy little Nemecek, saying, "Haven't you told them yet?"
"No,"
replied Nemecek. The trio asked in unison,
"What?"
Csornakos answered instead of Nemecek.
"Yesterday, in the museum, they pulled that Einstein stunt again."
"Who did?"
"Why, those pastor boys."
The silence that followed was ominous.